Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Clark Dukakis.
See, with all these strikes, what's going on, I'm hoping they don't have a lumber strike. Down to my last box of toothpicks. I got for to worry about everything around these places, and do I be busy. Ever since what I made the Lincoln Day speech last week, I've been getting fan mail. Say, I'm proud of this letter. I like for to keep reading it over and over. Dear Mr. Pakiakakis, I'm heard you give the Lincoln Day speech. And I want for to tell you that, in my opinion, you are the greatest speaker what ever lived. P.S. Please excuse the scribbling, as it is very difficult to write in a straitjacket. Didn't know the clothing shortage was that bad. And here's my other fan letter. Dear Mr. Pakiakakis, after hearing you talk, we insist that each year you and no one else speaks about Abraham Lincoln. Signed, the friends of George Washington. Uh-oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey. Well, I see you're still reading your fan mail.
Yeah.
Say, you've become quite a celebrity since you made your speech on Lincoln's birthday, haven't you?
Oh, Betty was really nothing.
Nothing? Yeah. Why, you were wonderful, Parkey. And you really cut an imposing figure standing up there on that stage. Parkey, you should have been an actor.
Ah, who wants for to be an actor? Now, Betty, I'm say every man should stick in his own business. I'll be a cook, let the actors do the acting. Nah, I don't want to be no actor.
Oh, I'll get it, Parkey.
Yeah,
go ahead. Hello, Parkey's restaurant. Yes. Yes. Well, no, I don't think Parkey'd be the least bit interested, but I'll be glad to ask him. Hold the line, please.
What is it, Betty?
Well, Parkey, it's Mr. Gula, the Chamber of Commerce. Yes. They're getting ready for their annual play, and they'd like to have you take a very important part in it. But, of course, I told him you didn't want to be an actor.
Who don't want to be an actor? Give me that phone. Hello? Hello, Mr. Gould?
Yes?
I see. Oh, you heard me last Tuesday, huh? Oh, thank you. Oh, I guess it was all right. Could have been much better, but, you know, I had a bad cold and I was tired. So I didn't sleep the whole night before and my foot hurt, you see. Couldn't raise this arm at all. I had such a bad headache and my chest was hurting me too, yeah. And did I have a toothache? Or something else, I didn't feel good personally either. No, that's all right. I feel fine now. Of course, my back still hurts a little bit from taking all those bows. After all, 45 minutes of bows, you know. Yeah, I know, but I took bows after I got home, too, you see. So you want for me for to take a part in your show, huh? Well, I don't know if what I haven't got the time. You see, I'm very busy. How's that? Say, rehearsal is 3 hours every night and Wednesday afternoon and all day Sunday. Oh, I guess I could make it all right. Oh, sure. I know what I'm doing, get paid. Can't get the part unless I take a 2-page ad in the program. And I got to furnish sandwiches and coffee to the whole cast free of charge. Well, Rocky, since you and Smith would I take the part, I'll be glad for to help you out. Rocky, goodbye, Mr. Gould. Betty, I wish you could hear how he was begging me for to be in his place. Ah, well, might as well do him a favor.
Do him a favor?
Yes.
Why, in order to get a part in that show, you had to take a 2-page ad, furnish sandwiches and coffee for the entire cast, rehearse every night and all day Wednesday and Sunday, and not get a penny for doing it.
Oh, you know what bad businessmen we actors are. Say, now that I'm an actor, you think what I should get me an agent?
Oh.
Hello, Parkey. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Opie.
Say, Opie, before I forget it, let me to give you my autograph. And, Opie, never sell it. Someday it could be worth thousands of dollars. You could retire on that alone.
Your autograph? Well, tell me, what I want your autograph for?
Oh, haven't you heard, Opie? Parkey's become a great actor.
Yes.
Sure, he's going to take a leading part in the Chamber of Commerce show.
Yes,
so you're going to be an actor, huh, Parkey?
Yes, sir. Say, Betty, You know where I could pick up a pair of dark glasses cheap?
Dark glasses? What for?
So when I walk down the street, people don't bother me. You know how they come up to you.
Brother, you're turning into such a ham, you ought to change your name from Parky to Porky.
Say, you know, you're right, Tuppy. I'm going for to have to change my name. You know, all the actors change their names, you know. Let me to see. What is a good name, what people could call me?
Well, I know a couple of good names they could call you.
I don't mean those kind of names. Yeah, park your cockies. That's don't be a good name, huh? It's comfortable, but don't got no romance, you know? Say, wait a minute. How it would be if I would change my name to Van Parkiakakis?
Oh, now, look, Parky. Come on down to earth. Don't let this Chamber of Commerce acting go to your head.
Don't worry about me, Betty. I'm not going to get no swill head, you know. No, sir. I'm going to be just the same like I'm ever was. When I am the biggest star, everybody swoops over me. All the men, all the women, even all the booby socks. Yes, sir. When I'm living in a big mansion in Beverly Hills, I'm never going to put on a tall hat. I'll go to November, all my friends, just the same.
Gee, Parky, that's mighty nice of you, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I wanted both of you kids to come and spend a few days with me in my mansion. Come as my guests. It'll be very reasonable, too. Whatever the OPA says, that's the price. Yes, sir, I'm going to show you a wonderful time, too. In the morning, we get up 6 o'clock, we're going to play tennis. 7 o'clock, we'll go out, we'll play some goodminton. And then we'll...
Goodminton? I thought you called that badminton.
Brother, this is goodminton. Going to have everything the best, you see? Now, 8 o'clock, I'm going to do my reducing exercises. I'm going to run around my estate in my mink sweatshirt. Then when I'm all expired, I'm going to take a dip in one of my 3 swimming pools.
3 swimming pools?
Yes. One will have hot water in it, the other one will have cold water in it. And
what are you going to have in the third one?
Coca-Cola.
Hoppy, I'm going to forgive you the best job that you never had in your life. I want you to furnish me a 150-piece orchestra, and you only got to play for me 5 minutes every morning.
5 minutes every morning?
Yes, sir. You only play while I am singing in the shower. Doesn't that be good?
Oh, that'll be peachy.
Yes.
Then I can call myself Opie Cates and his all-tile orchestra.
Yes. And here's what I'm going to do for you, Betty.
Oh, now, look, Parky. Don't you think you better wait until you're a big star before you start making all your elaborate plans?
You kids could laugh at me if you want to, but I'm on my way. Nothing just could stop Van Parkiakakis now. I say, wherever you go, you'll see my name up in electric lights. I'm going to make millions of dollars. You hear me? Millions. I'm going to have 1,000 servants waiting on me hand and foot.
Well, Parky, you know, I hate to interrupt you, but that customer over there is still waiting for you to bring him his bologna and eggs.
Oh, my, I forgot. Coming right up, mister.
Betty Rhodes sings Some Sunday Morning.
So happy, oh so happy, and why shouldn't I be? There's a reason, and the reason is as simple as ABC. Some Sunday morning is going to be. Some Sunday morning for you and for me. Bells will be chiming an old melody, especially for someone and me. There'll be an organ playing, friends and relations will stare. Say, can't you hear them saying, gee, what a piece of a pair. Some Sunday morning,
we'll walk down the aisle. He'll be so nervous, and I'll try to smile. Bells will be ringing, an old melody. Some Sunday morning, some Sunday morning, as we walk down the middle of the aisle, and in a while you'll be mine, all mine.
Hello, party.
Hello, Bob. Let me say, I have been meaning to speak to you. You know the way you come in here all the time, you say that slogan, why be irritated, light and old gold?
Yes.
Well, I don't think what you say that right. I don't think what you give it the right infliction, you know? Is it? I just don't feel it.
Well, are you trying to tell me my business?
No, dear Bob. Why be irritated, light and old gold? You see, I'm only trying for to help you. Don't forget I'm a big actor.
Yeah.
Look, read something to me. I'm going to tell you if you're saying it right. Go ahead. I'm going to close my eyes. Go ahead.
Okay. Light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, old gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra fragrance, aroma, and flavor, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier, friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette. Well, how does that sound, Parky?
It was very good. You know, I couldn't do no better myself.
Well, thanks, Parky. I'll see you later.
Yes, I'll see you later. Know something? I think we're now going to have three chauffeurs. One chauffeur for my sedan, one for my coupe. And I'll get, and I should have one for my scooter. You know, nothing will be too good for me. America's number one actor. America, the world. Yes, even including Texas. I'm going to have the finest of everything. I'll have 16 diamond studded toothbrushes. One for each tooth. And I'm going to shave with platinum razor blades. And all my buttons is going to be rubies and sapphires. Wonder if it'll be comfortable if when I sit down in the solid gold underwear. Oh, well. Wonder what this lady wants coming in.
Oh, how do you do? I'm from the Daily Press. Is this Mr. Parker Caucus in person?
Yes.
Oh, good. My newspaper sent me over to talk to you.
Oh, my interviews, all day long interviews. Okay, here's the story of my life. Now, I was born...
Your being born is not necessary.
May not be necessary to you, but to me it was very important.
But you see, I didn't come here for an interview.
Yes, well, I got... You didn't. I thought you said you're from the Daily Press.
That's right. They sent me over to collect 60 cents for your ad for a dishwasher.
Oh, for heaven's sake, here's your 60 cents.
Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't know you were an actor, Mr. Parker Caucus.
Oh, sure. You know I'm going to have the leading part in the Chamber of Commerce show.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, sure.
You know, I'd love to be on the stage myself.
Good.
In fact, I'm taking dramatic lessons right now from Professor Orville Sharp.
Orville Sharp, that faker gives dramatic lessons?
Why, Abso?
Abso?
Of course. His studio is in the professional building. He's wonderful.
Oh.
Why don't you go over and see him? Maybe he could give you a few lessons.
What, how dare you suggest what anybody could give me? The great Van Parker Caucus lessons in how to act.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
I should think you would be sorry. Just for that, you don't get my autograph. Goodbye.
There's no shortage of ham in this restaurant. Goodbye.
professional building is on the other side of town together. I'm got for to take two streetcars, then transfer to the red bus, and then I'm got to transfer to the green bus. Go to the end of the line, then I got to walk 2.5 miles. Well, since he's so close to me, I might as well drop in and see him now. Here's the place, Orville Sharp's Dramatic Finishing School. If you want to be an actor, we finish you. I'll go in.
Well, 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 come in, mister. Park your carcass. Pull up a blank check and sit down.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, you know, I was going to get in touch with you. Sure. It has come to me through the grapevine that you're taking a leading part in the Chamber of Commerce show. Now, am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
You know, this is a great opportunity for you.
It's a great opportunity?
Of course. Now, seeing that this is your first big part, it's very important for you to start off on the right track.
On the right track?
Correct it. Now, we can put you on the right track because that's our racket to learn you how to act it.
I see.
Yeah, brother, you know, I've learned the biggest stars in this business how to act it.
You did? What stars did you learn?
Why, all of them. Lana Turnip. Cary Grant. Irene Dunnett. George Raffert. Sonny Tuffet.
How's about Gregory Peckett? Did you learn him too how to act it?
Why, sure. You see, brother, in this profession, I am recognized as the number one dramatic couch. Yeah.
Well, look out, you don't lay down on the job. Mr. Sharp, maybe all those people you mentioned is need acting lessons, but all what I need is a couple, two, three hints, that's all.
Hey, brother, you know I got a lot of work to do with you. I can see that you don't know nothing about acting. We'll have to start you from scratch it.
Start me from scratch it?
Why match it? Now, look, the first thing that we got to do is to learn you the proper diction.
Diction? What is diction?
Why, that's when you learn perfect pronunciation.
Pronunciation?
Why, say. Let me give you an egg and apple.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just 3 weeks ago, a young girl comes up here to give me an audition.
She came up to give you an audition?
Yeah, and yes. Oh, boy, was her diction. Oh, it was really her a bibble.
But yours is pretty good, huh?
Oh, you know, she couldn't talk like me.
Why, you couldn't understand a word that she was saying. So what do? I'll tell you. I sit down with her. I work with her night and day, improving her diction.
I see.
After only 3 weeks, just yesterday, I had to make a phonograph record for me. And I just want you to hear them pear-shaped tones that come out of this girl's mouth now. Ho, ho! Boy, you know, she's ready to play any part they give her. Oh, yes. I just want you to listen to this here record.
Yes.
Get this. Well, how do you like that?
This was after you taught her.
Yeah. Now, ain't every word distinct?
Certainly does. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much do you get for your acting lessons?
Well, now, if you want to take our advanced course, that's
$200. $200?
Yeah, of course, that includes all the works of Shakespeare.
Shakespeare?
Uh-huh. Yes. We give you all of it.
Yeah, what?
Merchant of Venison. King Lear. Taming of the Stew. Anthony and Cleopatra.
Cleopatra? Boy, this sounds as easy as pie.
Now, that takes care of all the drama stuff.
Yes.
Then I give you a course in musical comedy, too.
Oh, you got a good course in musical comedy?
A good course? Yes. Ho, ho. Only the finest. Giblets and Sullivan.
Giblets and Sullivan?
Correct it. And all that course, just $200.
No, no, you see, all I brought with me is only $50.
Okay, you can give me the $50 on account.
On account, eh? Okay, Mr. Sharp, I'll give you the $50 on account of someday. But I am going for to be one of the biggest stars what never stepped before the footlights. Am I correct?
Correct! Now, Mr. Pocketcarkus, if you're ready, we'll begin with your first lesson immediately.
Let's
okay?
go, yes.
Now, you just repeat these sounds after me. Get
all
this.
Right.
A-A-E-E-I-I-O-O-U-U.
A-A-E-E. I-I-O-O-U-U.
That's beautiful.
It is?
Yes, say that again.
A-A-E-E-I-I-U-U-O-O.
What an actor. What a performance. Bravo! Bravo!
Gates as clarinet and his orchestra play Give Me the Simple Life. Take this thing you call a cigarette, tobacco and cigarette paper, that's all. But how is it that out of those two things comes the miracle of Old Gold's remarkable comfort and pleasure? Here's how. Old Gold does more to tobacco and paper to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. For instance, in Old Gold's you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail. Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So ask for Old Golds at your tobacco counter, look for them in the cigarette vending machines, then smoke an Old Gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold.
I'm almighty. They kept me in that barbershop for 3 hours. I'm going for to be late for the dress rehearsal tonight. I guess it was a good thing when I had my hair marshaled and my face massaged. But I never should have let that barber talk me into painting my toenails red. Oh, well, I suppose a big star should look good. You know, I owe it to my public. Oh, here's the rehearsal hall here. Let's see, what time is it now? Oh, my, 5 minutes to 8. I was supposed to be over here 7:30, but after all, they couldn't start the rehearsal without the star. Well, might as well to go in. I'll see the head man, Mr. Gould, and tell him what I'm here so they could begin.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Park Your Carcass. We've been waiting for you. My name is Gould.
Oh, I'm glad to look on you, Mr. Gould. I'm sorry what time was late, but you see, I'm stopped off at the 5 and 10 to buy a gold star for my dressing room door.
Oh, I see. Well, but really, that wasn't necessary.
What? You mean you got the gold star for me?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, I am the star of the show, don't I?
Well, no, not exactly.
Not the star, huh?
No.
Well, that's okay, so long as I got an important part.
Well...
I say, you better give me my part so I could start for to Novemberize the lines, you know. Think it'll be hard for me to learn the lines?
Well, no. Not exactly. See, I don't think you'll have much trouble memorizing your lines because, you see...
You mean, don't get a lot of lines for to say?
Well, no. Not exactly. You see, to tell you the truth, your part is all in, pantomime. You really don't have any lines at all.
No lines at all? I see. Oh, Mr. Gould, that kind of acting is even harder than, well, if you've got lines to say, don't you?
Oh, unquestionably.
Yes. You know, Mr. Gould, I could hardly wait for to put on my costume.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. And we've got you the very finest costume we could find.
Yeah, good. Please show me. I'd like to try it on in case she needs alterations. Want it to look good, you know.
Why, of course. Yes. Of course you can. Mr. Alcott here will be glad to get into the costume with you.
Yes, I can. You said Mr. Alcott was going for to get in the costume with me?
Oh, yes. Yes, you see, you and Mr. Alcott work as a team. You work very close together. In harmony.
In harmony?
Mm-hmm.
You mean we sing duets?
Well, no. Not exactly. You see, you two play the part of a horse.
A horse?
That's right, Mr. Park Your Carcass.
And for that, I took dramatic lessons and bought a gold star for my dressing room and had my toenails painted red.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Park Your Carcass. If you don't care to play the part, we'll try and get someone else for it, you know.
Mister, I'll play the part all right. After all, don't forget, we actors has got a slogan, the show must go on. You know, even if my face is all covered up, I could still do a great acting job as the horse, you know. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to toss that horse's head proudly back and forth, you see. And give that horse lots of personality. You watch me, Mr. Gould, see?
Well, no, not exactly. You see, Mr. Park Your Carcass, we've got Mr. Alcott to play the head.
Wait a minute. What do I... Oh, for heaven's sake!
For the further adventures of Park Your Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Obie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay. Meet me at Parkey's. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Park Your Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.